We turn our attention to movies and the type of movies a lot of people love to catch on to this time of year. Let's go to the horror genre via the phone line, joined by Jed Bryan with Lawford County Productions. Jed, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing very well. Glad to have you along on the morning show today as we get set to talk horror. But I wanted to touch on, before we get into the movie itself and even a local tie to us here in the Shelbyville area, you hail from a region I know very well in southeastern Illinois, so this film has very much a regional feel to it, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's kind of funny. We were talking, you know, before we went on air, you know, you're originally from Hudsonville and I'm from Sumner, which is like probably about 30 minutes apart from each other. So it's kind of crazy to think that, you know, and the whole thing was shot right there in Sumner.
Unlisted Owner is the name of the film. And I never know when I talk with someone who has a new production how much I should ask, because sometimes you don't want to give away too much. But tell me what you can about Unlisted Owner.
Yeah, I'll give you a quick rundown. It's a feature-length found footage horror film, which found footage is kind of like Blair Witch style. It's like the whole film is edited together like crime scene evidence. There's like four or five different cameras that have been edited together by the fictional Lawford County Sheriff's Department. So I have a video camera, and we're getting ready to go on a camping trip, me and my friends, and we hear about a family of five that's been murdered in this house about a mile away from where we're camping at. And later in the night, we decide to go back and visit the house, and that's when all the fun happens.
Of course, fun is relative to how many people are knocked off during the course of the film too.
That's right. Yeah, and we have a trailer online. If you go to unlistedowner.com or unlistedownermovie.com, there's a trailer on there you can check out too for it.
Jed, how long have you been in the filmmaking business, and how did this one come to be a reality?
Well, this is actually my first feature-length film. We've done like a couple little things here and there. We did a GoDaddy commercial a few years back and got like 9th out of 539 videos. And we did like a teaser trailer for a script I had written called Meth House. And me and my friends, we've written scripts for probably since 2008, 7. And I finally wanted to write something that we could actually make into a full-length production. So that's kind of how Unlisted Owner came about. So it's kind of cool to think about that, you know. I mean, you're sitting there with your friends talking about it, and next thing you know, it's bam, it's out there for people to buy and everything. So
when it comes to making a horror film, now a lot of the times, at least maybe there's a hint of something that happened somewhere in your neighborhood or some story you even heard as a kid. Does this play off anything along with the Blair Witch and some of the film genres you've already mentioned? Does it come off anything localized at all?
Well, yeah, it's more so, I mean, you know the area better than anybody. There's a lot of things, you know, there's not that much to do there. So sometimes right. you can get into trouble. So basically it starts off as an innocent night that turns badly wrong just because of, you know, boredom and, you know, the sheer of trying to find something exciting to do. So that aspect kind of really influenced the film, because whenever I write a script, I think of, you know, what would scare me, and to be in a situation with your friends is where, you know, do you bail on your friends or do you try to help them out to get them out of the situation?
Now, if we'd have been talking and you would have been in a venture like this, maybe even just 10 years ago, certainly 20 years ago, the effort is always to get on a screen somewhere, whether it's a movie screen or a TV screen. Now, certainly those avenues still exist, but Jed, the world has changed so much. Where else can this film be found? It looks like Amazon, you're doing very well.
Yeah, on Amazon. It's actually available for pre-order. It actually does not come out till November 14th, but it's been as high as 9th on Amazon's Hot New Horror Releases, which is crazy to think, you know, something shot in little Sumner, Illinois, that has a population of 1,100 people, is that high on the list. And we're going up against not only movies, but we're going up against TV shows like The Walking Dead Season 7 just came out on DVD. American Horror Story Season 6 just came out on DVD. So we're going up against all those big heavy hitters along with Unlisted Owner. So it was kind of cool to see the name Unlisted Owner on that list with all those other great titles.
It's a cool enough story anyway. As Jed Bryan joins us, Lawford County Productions, we're talking about Unlisted Owner, horror film that is now available out there. That story's cool enough, but we get to add a bit more here to our Shelby County location, you've got a tie right here to our listening area.
Yeah, that's right. There's actually a female actress. Her name is Heidi Corona, and she is actually one of the leading ladies in the film. So she was actually going to VU, Vincennes University in Vincennes, Indiana at the time. And the other lead actress, Andrea Potts, was a mutual friend of hers. So she kind of brought her into the production when we were trying to cast another female. So it was kind of cool to have someone who was, you know, outside of the area, you know, the local area, because mainly the cast is from the Lawrence County, Knox County, and Crawford County area. So to have somebody from up around Shelbyville was, you know, pretty awesome.
Jed, were these folks, when it came to casting, did it start with people you kind of knew, or how did you go out and look for these folks?
Well, to begin with, whenever I was writing the script, I already had in my mind of certain people who were close friends of mine. Of, you know, when you're around a group of your friends, you kind of know their mannerisms or what they're going to say or how they would react to different situations. So there was four people that I already knew, you know, how I wanted them to be in the film. So I was needing another female part. So Andrea brought in Heidi, and we brought her in, and she did an audition. She did a great job, and she did excellent in the film. So that's kind of how we got her casted in the film.
Are there aspirations to grow the business or the inspiration? What are you looking to do in this vein of movie making?
Well, I want to make some more films for sure, and basically shoot in the same area, because there's a lot of inspiration in the area. I mean, when I'm working, driving around and stuff, I mean, I see different things. I think, wow, that'd be crazy if this and this and this happened, and just kind of let your imagination run wild. So we would love to make some more films, and hopefully, fingers crossed, this one will make enough that we can dump back into the next one and make something even better. So
take me through the making of the movie itself. For instance, it's a 74-minute film.
Yes.
How much shooting goes on? How much ends up getting left behind when you're trying to go through your final edit?
Well, in this one in particular, it was kind of crazy how it all came together, because we wrote the script. And it was kind of hard for us to judge, because we've never done anything like that before. Yeah. So after we shot the entire thing and put it in the editor, we found out it was only going to be about 50 minutes long. So we wanted to make it longer. So we went back through and we added about 24 minutes more footage into it. So most of the time, you know, major production companies, they leave a lot out. And in our case, this is our first one, we end up actually adding more to it. So, but I think it really made it stronger in the end, for sure.
Jed Bryan with us. We're talking about Unlisted Owner here on the morning show at Giant FM. By the time you've gotten into production and filming, I know you had to have in mind, or maybe your contacts even already made, how did you know how to either market this thing or to get it out there where it would be available to people?
Well, that was kind of the hard part at first. Was after we got everything written and we cast everybody and we got our location set and got our shooting schedule and shot everything, we showed it twice in Vincennes, Indiana to 110 people each night. And then we actually showed it, excuse me, in Evansville, Indiana at the Showplace Cinema East down there to 99 people. So after we got to that point, we were like, well, where do we go from here? Because we want to get it out there. And we tried the film festival route, and we didn't really have very much success with that. And then we found out about this thing called the American Film Market in Los Angeles. So we went out there, and we ended up showing it twice out there, and then we ended up inking a deal. So that's kind of how it came about being on Amazon.
What is it like watching other people watch your product?
It's fascinating. I mean, the first time we showed it in Vincennes, I was a nervous wreck, because I was sitting there thinking, you know, we spent all this time making this thing, and I just wanted to know what people think of it. And actually, both the Vincennes showing and the one we did in Evansville, we passed out surveys, and you didn't write your name on it or anything like that, and you told us what you thought of the film or how we can make improvements. And actually, the first two showings in Vincennes, we ended up going back. And the family of five that was murdered in the house, we didn't have that beginning sequence. So we went back through and we actually reshot that. So because of that showing, if it wasn't for that focus group showing in Vincent's, we wouldn't even have that scene. So it really, I mean, it was a learning experience for sure.
I was going to say, that's probably fairly unique. It's one thing to have people say, I like or don't like, but to actually find something to provide a tweak to the film, that's something else.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was kind of cool because, you know, we left a little part at the bottom of saying, you know, is there any, you know, notes or comments that you think? And then also, you know, what did you think of the beginning sequence? What did you think of the middle sequence? And what did you think of the ending sequence? And people went through and they told us their honest opinions, which, you know, was great because I was afraid, you know, someone would, you know, after the showing, if I would talk to somebody, they'd say, oh, yeah, you did a great job, but not really knowing what they thought of it. So this way of kind of like a blind ballot, if you would, you know, it was better, you know, people were more open and more, you know, telling you, you know, what they thought of it. So
it's unlisted owner, Jed, whether it be Amazon or other ways people can check out trailers, find out more info. Can you give us a few points to maybe hit up on the websites and go look?
Yeah. If you go to our website, www.unlistedowner.com. UNLISTEDOWNER.com. If you go on our website there, there's a trailer. You can also, there's also a quick link to Amazon, so you can pre-order that way. And then if you just Google it online, there's a whole bunch of information. There's a bunch of newspaper interviews and things like that that I've done. And even this one's going to be on there sometime. So it's just kind of, it's kind of out there. It's crazy how much information there is about the film.
It's Unlisted Owner, starring, among others, Heidi Corona, here from our Shelbyville listening area. Jed Bryan with Lawford County Productions. First of all, congratulations. Continued
thank
success.
You very much.
And appreciate having you on. Take care now.
Hey, thank you. Take care.